the orbit of the Earth, but we just weren't there yet. So was it aimed where it could have hit Earth? Yes. It was a matter of timing, not aiming, that caused us not to be hit by it. Okay, it was just a matter of timing. It was aimed where it came right across the orbit of the Earth, but it was a timing issue that we just weren't there yet when that happened. And now, according to Joni, we have space.com saying that there was nothing, no big deal, no big solar flare, wasn't anything to it. Who do you believe? I believe the commission. We are broadcasting on our backup system tonight, and I'm glad we've got it. Now, it's got some problems, but, you know, at least we're here, right? Now, Skype line is open. If you have Skype, they may be interfering with that, too. I don't know, but I have it set. I checked it during the break, and it's set so that anybody, whether you're on my contact list or not, you can call me. It's Kevin Smith Show, all right? Now, they may be interfering with it, but give it a try. Kevin Smith Show, that is what you put in your, you know, when you want to make a Skype call, Skype to Skype, you put in Kevin Smith Show, and it should come up right here. Lasha was able to get through, but we'd love to hear from lots of people. Let's see. As I've been saying, we're having problems over on the radio side. They were not getting much audio. They were getting some, but not much. With regard to Joni's call and the show that I did that apparently started all this, pardon me, it was the show about the sun and a gigantic coronal hole. Now, that gigantic coronal hole covered 25% of the sun. 25% of the sun. And, see, things, I pointed this out in that show. When you have an effect, there was a cause. That's simple, isn't it? If you have an effect, there was a cause. And so I looked at the reporting from space.com, and they didn't ask. See, I did a little research. I research these things before a show. And so I found out that last year, it was actually 1 year and 1 month ago. Well, actually, the coronal hole that was 25% of the sun happened on July the 18th. So 1 year and 1 month previous, and a few days, July the 13th, 1 year, 1 month, and 5 days earlier, we had a giant coronal hole. And it was just north of the equator. It wasn't moving toward the equator, and it wasn't smaller. So it was the exact opposite of normal at this point of the sun's cycle. Here we are, a year, 1 month, and 5 days later. Boom. We got another one, and it's two-thirds larger than the one last year. And it's further north. It's right up at the North Pole. It consumes the North Pole and a great deal more of the sun. 25% of the sun had a blowout. Okay, so this is what's called a coronal mass ejection, and that's as big a mass as has ever been blown away from the sun, so far as the scientists know. So that's a big deal. And it was not a case of, ho-hum, no big deal. It was big enough that NASA had to comment on it. And then Joni called a moment ago, and Joni told us that, you know, she followed it up, and she saw the video I was talking about with the former CIA director, Woolsey, talking about the solar flare from that explosion, a massive solar flare, and it passed right across the orbit of the Earth. And it was just a matter of timing. We just weren't there yet as that happened. Had that explosion waited another day or two or three, we would have been right there. And he was talking about how that would have created a massive electromagnetic pulse, and that would have knocked out communications. It would have knocked out the grid all over the planet. And, you know, and he's on a commission that's trying to get the government to put some protective boxes around the transmitters, not transmitters, what are they called? Generators. That supply the energy for our grid. And he said their study shows it would only take 20 of these big generators going down to take out the grid in the United States. 20. That's what he said. Okay. Now, then Joni tells us, you know, space.com said, nah, it was no big deal. Well, who's telling the truth? It's a big enough deal that NASA had to comment on it. And it's a big enough deal that the former director of the CIA is talking about it and talking about what could have happened to us. Who's telling the truth, him or space.com? I think he is. He doesn't have advertisers. And space.com does. And folks, you got to understand, all ALL, 100% of your media is controlled just that way, through the money. And so, you know, if the current government decides they don't want something out there on the air, they put the pressure on the networks and on the news. If that doesn't work and the news says, no, we're still going to run it, they put the pressure on the advertisers. And the advertisers threaten to pull their money. Well, the days of the noble newsman are over. You get what the government wants you to get. Period. Except there are a few shows like mine, there are a few others, where threatening me isn't going to work, and threatening advertisers won't work because I don't have any. And a threat to me is like, you know, what are you waiting for, an appointment? I mean, don't threaten me. You know, if you got guts, come look me in the eyes, and you tell me, as you look me in the eyes, you just tell me, if I'm getting too close to something that has to do really with national security. And if that's the case, I don't want to hurt this country, and I won't do anything to hurt this country. But if what you do is this unconstitutional attack on freedom of speech, then you can kiss my ass, because I will not bend, and I don't have to bend. I'm here because you have a right to know, folks, and because you matter. And that's just the way it goes. This video, I'm going to play it again. There are some people who have joined the show later in the show and didn't see it. This is a video of fighting, I think, in Iraq. It was picked up, I believe it was Al Jazeera picked it up. And then it was picked up from them by American news agencies, and they broadcast it as well. But what we see is that this fighting, this attack by the insurgents, gets a response from a coalition tank that pulls up, and then backup troops pull up behind the tank. The insurgents run off to the right, and then from the right, there is a soldier that runs, apparently a coalition soldier who perhaps was, I don't know if he was hiding, if he was pinned down, calling for rescue, and these are the rescue troops coming. Maybe that's the case. But he comes running from the right and runs to the left towards the tank. You cannot see him. until he gets in front of the tank. He's invisible. And it's an amazing, amazing piece of video. So I started the show with, you know, talking about how this is like the Harry Potter movie, Invisibility Cloak, but in reality. And it's apparently actual footage, you know, apparently real footage. I also mentioned that you'll find a video at YouTube. If you do a search for Invisible Soldier, you'll find one of those videos with a Defense Department spokesman, or maybe it's a defense analyst. I'm not sure. And he's talking about this technology, and he says it's real. And then I went from that to talking about the fact that, in fact, high technology, if it's sufficiently advanced, is indistinguishable from magic. Our minds know it isn't magic, but, I mean, still, it looks like it. When you watch the Harry Potter movies and you saw the invisibility cloak, you knew that wasn't magic. I mean, you knew that for real that was not magic, and that was, you know, a special effect for a movie. But it still looked like magic, didn't it? And technology has the capability of doing this as well. If it's sufficiently advanced, it's indistinguishable from magic. That plays a huge role in the world of the paranormal, because the things that we call paranormal are just things we don't really understand yet. We will one day, and as we understand them, they lose their magical qualities in terms of their impact on us. It's still the same stuff happening, it's just that we understand it. And that's going to be true of, you know, communicating with spirits. We're going to understand how that happens someday, and we'll actually understand how does that happen. And when we do understand it, it'll be just as easy for everybody as calling a friend on the telephone. And it will lose that sort of awe that it has at the moment. But it'll still be just as real as it is now. This video that we're watching, this video that I'm discussing, sort of illustrates that very well for us. And, it's not magic. We know it's not magic. And yet we're seeing something here that our eyes just cannot quite grasp. And our minds cannot quite believe. I mean, we're in awe of the fact that, geez, we've got that. And the fact is, yes, we've got that. That has an impact on the world of the paranormal as well. The fact that it loses some of its awe. And I mentioned this. You know, I was in a lengthy conversation today with someone that's, if there are stars, if there's anybody that's like a star, a really big name in the world of the paranormal, this guy's it. Or at least he's one of them. And he was telling me today about how since December 21st, there's been this big deflation in interest in the world of the paranormal. And it's a huge deflation to the point that he's thinking it's time for him to just move on to other subjects, other topics, because people just seem like ho-hum now. And, you know, I talked about this with Joe Montaldo, and I've talked about it with you here on the air. People just have this ho-hum attitude about it all now, to the point that, you know, there's lots of radio shows going out of business, paranormal radio stations going out of business, paranormal UFO websites going down, out of business, and it's a real shame. And the reason I say it's a real shame is because this is truly one of the most important topics around. We are on final approach, and for those of you who tuned in late, we're on our backup system here tonight because we got severely hit. And it works. It's got a couple of bugs in it, but we're able to sort of get through this. We have a caller online, and caller, if you will, tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Kevin, this is Brent from Wyoming again.
Okay,
the,
Brent.
The Skype thing didn't work. It came through, and they answered and said, I couldn't talk to you. You couldn't talk to me, so...
Yeah, they're even hitting your audio on the phone. But I was able to hear what you had to say, and that is the Skype thing isn't working. And I saw when you tried to call on Skype, and it popped up that, you know, you were calling, had your name there, and then immediately went off. So they are hitting our Skype connection as well. But thanks for calling to let me know.
What else I was going to say is that the people who want to give up on the paranormal, they shouldn't. They for 2012, they were all wound up in this end of the world stuff. The paranormal exists beyond that stuff. It's a topic unto itself. Don't let the stuff that doesn't happen get in your way. Just keep researching and keep getting the information out there.
Well, I know where you're coming from with that. I know exactly where you're coming from with that. But the thing is, these people that, you know, they research, they write books, they do seminars, they speak at conferences, they go on radio shows, they do DVDs. They have to earn a living. And if the people in society are all deflated and ho-hum about paranormal, they're not buying DVDs, they're not buying books, they're not contributing to the research. And, you know, these people have to eat. And they can't do it for free. There's not a single individual that I know of in the paranormal research and information business, if you want to call it that, in the field of the paranormal, doing the research and getting the information out, there's not one single person I know of that's actually making a good living at it. Most of them spend years in pretty dire poverty, and that's at the best of times. Okay, and so I hope they don't give up, but at the same time, they got to eat. And so I fully understand, you know, you got to do what you got to do. Brent, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, that's a very serious thing. You know, I used to get lots of email from like four or five people where they'd flood me with this email, absolutely scorching me for mentioning that we are listener supported, and they would say, you know, you're begging for money and blah 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 blah. I'm not begging. I'm letting you know. I'm letting you know that if you like the show, support it, and we'll be here. If you don't like the show, don't support it, we won't be here. I'm letting you know how it works. I'm not begging for money. But the first month we can't pay the rent is the last month the show gets to broadcast. We have to move out and no place to go and no place to broadcast from. That's the way it works. I'm just letting you know. And, you know, would you rather that I have advertisers and be controlled, or would you rather I be free to talk about the things I find out about and to go into topics and ideas that is quite obvious the powers that be don't want us to think about? Now, I got one email from somebody who said, well, such and such a show, they have advertisers that are, you know, kind of in step with that show's beliefs. Well, I don't have beliefs. I'm looking for the truth regardless of what beliefs it steps on. So I don't have beliefs. And that show, I'm not going to name it, and I'm not going to even give any clues where you can figure it out, spends a great deal of time doing a great deal of fear-mongering in order to sell the products of the advertisers they have. You prefer that? Well, go that direction. So, you know, I'm not begging. I'm just letting you know how this works. And you're getting to see tonight exactly the reality of what I've been talking about. You're getting to see, number one, that you are not free. You're getting to see that we are under the thumb of an oppressive government. And you're getting to see what happens to somebody who doesn't bend. This will go away. It'll go away because I will win. I will win because I'm right. And if they keep screwing with me, I'll win because I will expose them and put their pictures on the air. I've done it before. I will do it again. I'll put a picture of the building you're sitting in to do this to me with the street address. I'll put your name. I'll put your face on the air. If you think I can't do it, go back and ask people that I did it to. You know, the people that are doing this to us tonight need to understand, and you need to go find out if I'm a rookie. You are. You're a rookie because you're not smart enough to know to leave me alone. But go back and find out if I'm a rookie. I'm not. I'm a veteran of many of these battles. And if you want to be exposed, keep it up. I got people working on you right now. That's what you don't know. I got people locating you right now and probably have you located. Probably take your picture when you walk out of the building. Think about that. Well, it's been an interesting night tonight. It's been a tough night, hasn't it? But it's been fun. I got to say, it's like a roller coaster ride. I mean, you know, sometimes it's a thrill and sometimes it's a hill. But it's fun, you know, it's fun. And we have gotten through this when they didn't intend us to. We won, creeps. We won. That's a message to you creeps doing this. We won. We did the show. We talked about things you didn't want us to talk about, too. And we're going to keep doing that. I recommend to you creeps that you consider what you're doing to a formerly free country. And I recommend that you grab up a little bit of moral fiber and determine you're not going to do this to your country. It's not me. I mean, you can, after I'm dead and gone, the damage you're doing here tonight to your country will live on. And I recommend, if I've pissed you off, I recommend you get some guts. Get the guts God gave an earthworm and come look me in the face. I'm here. I'm not running. I'm not hiding. You are. But not very well. Like I said, I got people locating you right now. Probably got it done. And we'll have a picture of your building. We'll have a picture of your car. We'll have a picture of you if you happen to walk out at the right time. And I'm going to make you famous if you just keep messing with me. Ladies and gentlemen, the Kevin Smith Show has made it again. And we made history tonight. Biggest hit we've ever had while on the air and still broadcasting. And we got through it. It's time for me to sign off. I want to thank you. I want to thank everybody that tried to call. You tried to call on Skype, I know, and you tried to call on the phones. We were getting lots of interference. Thanks to everybody that did get through. Got a lot of interference, and we're tracking it now. All right, it's time for me to say, my friends call me Steel Eye, my enemies do too. You may call me whatever you wish to call me. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time.